This episode of The Final Score is brought to you in part by Typefrag.com. Use SCORE at checkout and get that Ventrilo server for half off. That's SCORE at Typefrag.com. Hey everybody, welcome back to Final Score. This is the Final Score, episode 19 for Friday, August 20th, 2010. I'm Scott Johnson. I'm joined by Brian Dunaway. Brian, hello.
Hi, Scott. Glad to be here.
I should have done girls first. I feel bad about that.
Joining us once again. Well, you kind of did.
Did I?
Oh, Brian,
don't be so hard on yourself.
Not that bad, Brian.
You know, he might be that bad.
You're right.
Joining us also, again, returning this week, is Nicole Spagnolo. Nicole,
hey,
how's
guys.
It going? You're in a hotel somewhere. How's it going there?
I am. I'm in Leesburg, Virginia today.
Wow. What are you doing there, just briefly?
Does Mark know?
Yes, he knows. Mm. I was working this week, and then I stayed over for a wedding.
That's very nice. You come from that half of the nation.
Not really. No, I only lived here for 2 years.
Well, I just meant, you know, everything east of the... What's the demarcation? I don't know. Everything east of the place I've never been.
Mason-Dixon line?
I'm originally from Missouri, by the way.
Oh, I thought you were from Fargo, and I was going to ask you if that was your friend back there in the chipper then. Never mind. It's a long story. I watched Fargo again this week, and I really
Yeah, you had
have...
dreams about it, too, didn't
I
you?
Did. Ugh. Steve Buscemi in the chipper. Yuck. Couldn't get it out of my head. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Cool. This is, of course, the video game podcast that talks about video games. And we're going to do that this week, just like we always do. And if I was prepared, that'd be even greater.
But I love that.
Here I am. I'm prepared now. Let's do this.
Valkyrie needs food badly.
I need food.
Okay, we have crazy amounts of news today. So we are going to tear through this like we've never torn through it before. We'll stop for the important stuff. But, you know, there's so much of it that we just can't, you know, this can't be a 5-hour podcast. So here we go. Major, major headline. Old Republic announces the advanced classes. They are thus Imperial Agent, the Sith Inquisitor, the Bounty Hunter, which I thought was already in there.
I did too.
Jedi Consular. Or how do you say that? Consulaire?
Consular.
Consular? Counselor?
Yeah, that's a terrible name. And Trooper. So let's just give a brief breakdown. This is kind of interesting because this is one of the things that this game claims will set it apart from the other MMOs out there, including WoW, and that is these advanced classes. First of all, the Imperial Agent, he is an operative, uses blaster fire from his rifle or energy blade, stealth and burst range damage. I guess he can be a sniper, kind of like focus on sniper abilities, which would give him sniper rifle. Ripple. DPS, sort of counterpart of gunslinger. Sith Inquisitor, they have two lines. Sorcerer, which is force, I can't frickin' talk, force damage.
Force damage.
Single-bladed lightsaber, or assassin, which gives you double-bladed lightsaber, stealth, and burst damage. That sounds like a rogue. Anyway.
Double rogue.
Bounty hunters, power tech, and mercenary are the two options, but we don't know much about those. Jedi counselor or consulaire or whatever. It's really spelled like C-O-N-S-U-L-A-R, and I don't know what the hell that word is.
A counselor.
I should know that. I can't.
Keep talking. Keep pretending like you know what you're talking about.
Okay, Brian, will you confirm or deny the definition? Anyway, you can go shadow or wizard. Shadow, double-bladed lightsaber. Wizard enjoys healing and single lightsaber. If I had to make my guess right now, Nicole Spagnolo will be a Jedi consular.
Yeah, an official appointed by a government to reside in a foreign country represent the commercial interests of citizens of the appointing country.
Can you pronounce it?
Do they have a
phonetic there?
I'm looking for it. I can, but it just says sealer.
Wow.
Okay, so I say it. Consular. I can't even do these.
There's no T in it.
Yeah, there's
That's
no T.
That's what I'm saying, but there's a T in the little hooked on phonics.
I thought you were going to say the worst word on the internet right then. Just for a second. Okay, so the Shadow and Wizard. And then finally, Trooper. It's Commando or Vanguard. Vanguard lets you play... Colonel Shepard. Just kidding.
Consular.
Consular, sure, whatever. Command, heavy armor and tank, Vanguard for DPS. So really like warrior, you know, with two different specs. This is all fine. This is, but to me, this doesn't jump that far from the MMO tree. Like, I'm not seeing anything here that makes me go, ooh, this is very different. Really what this is talent trees and specializations. And that's fine. It's good. It'll be good.
Are you going to play it?
Yeah. I am totally going to play this game. And it's just a matter of how quickly I can get it into my hands. Now, will I, you know, play it long term? Will it become as big a part of my life as WoW did? Too difficult to say at this point because we don't really know much about the game. But we
need a Star Wars break. I know that's going to sound surprising, but I need a Star Wars break. I really do.
Well, what have you been playing lately that's got you in that mood of getting away from it more?
There's just too much. There's just been too many bad Star Wars games over the years, and I'm just, I don't know.
You've had it.
I just need a break.
Okay.
Go away for about 20 years, Lucas, and let me see what I think about you then.
Whatever, you'll be like 65 then.
Oh, this game looks awesome. I mean, I'm a little confused because Scott, you originally linked to a video and I can't find the video, and I thought it was really cool that they had a female character kind of promoting the game.
Yeah, I don't know where that video went either. Did that change? It was on that page, I thought. Maybe I have a different link now, but yeah, there are videos floating around. There's certainly stuff on the official site that you can go look at. And, you know, it's, again, I guess I'm every time I get news from this game, I'm digging around trying to find the thing that is like, oh, man, you know, this is really going to change MMOs. And you might say, well, you didn't know that about WoW either. But I would argue that I kind of did. There were a couple of times when we would hear about things. So when it was first announced, no pun intended here with the name, but when it was first announced that that game was going to support instances, that was a whole new world. Like, that was unheard of in the MMO space. And this idea that you could have your own personal version of that dungeon. You didn't have to wait in line. You didn't have griefers. It was just get in, do your thing with your raid.
You don't have to wait in line.
All that, well, yeah. Occasionally you have to wait in line. But you know what I'm saying?
I seem to remember a line.
But that stuff is really, really important to me in the final analysis of that game. So what I'm looking for here is that kind of thing, and I'm not hearing it yet.
This is going to hit just like Star Trek. It's going to be fun for about 2 months, and then I'm gonna be like, this world's just not doing it for me. I'm out.
I don't know, dude. BioWare, though. I'm putting a lot of faith in that. A lot of faith in that. Maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I shouldn't, you know. They're not perfect. I played Jade Empire. That thing was a steaming turd, I thought. So, but I also played KOTOR, and it was amazing, and it's based on this universe, so I'm very, you know, that's exciting.
Are you still playing it?
No. But why would I beat it?
KOTOR. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Back in the Xbox days. So whatever. We'll see. We'll see. You know we're all going to play it. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to play it.
I'm totally going to play it. Yeah.
I played Star Trek for 2 months.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you? I didn't even touch that thing.
I love that game. Right. But for some reason, I just can't. It's just too much.
I love that game, but I can't play it.
It's just too much.
So what classes do you think you're going to play?
Oh, I'm going to go.
What draws your attention?
Sith anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
I like that dark stuff in Star Wars. I always like the bad guys better than the good guys. Good guys drive me nuts. Trooper sounds interesting, though. So like a Vanguard DPS trooper sounds kind of like fun. Of these advanced classes, and I know these are like branch out after you've done a bunch of stuff as a more core class, but as it stands, those are the most interesting to me. They may be able to sway me to some of these others with some story, some backstory or some lore or something. Like, why is an Imperial agent cooler than I think he is? But
why is the bounty hunter not a sniper?
Well, he could be.
But oh, no, it's his Imperial agent.
It's the sniper.
Yeah.
And that's the one that I'm thinking I might want to play because counterpart of gunslinger.
Bounty hunters are more like scrappy tech dudes who'll rob you blind. They're the bastards of the universe.
But they're always watching you from afar.
Yeah, they
never get in your face. Yeah. They're always trying to get away.
I'm with you there. All right, enough about that. Go check out the link in the show notes if you want to know more. That game is so far off, it probably doesn't matter anyway. In July, StarCraft II outsold every console on the market. Or not console, every console game on the market, including consoles. So
combined
I don't know about combined, but if you took any game and said how were its sales, and you put them up next to StarCraft II's, a PC exclusive game on Macs and PCs, you would see that StarCraft II trounced everyone and handily. Like, it was no contest. Yeah. These guys creamed everyone.
Good news. Yeah. PC
lovers. I'm no math genius, but I don't think it's all together.
Well, no one's ever accused you of that, have they?
Just looking at the numbers.
Well, look at the video game hardware sales. July 2010, Xbox 360, 443,000. Okay. So that's a lot. And that's based on their new design and all that. Nintendo DS, 398K. Wii, 253K. PlayStation 3 at 214K. And the PSP at a paltry 84K. But as far as video game software sales go, NCAA, that'd be four A's. NCAA Football 11, 368,000. They combine the platforms here. So, oh, no, they don't. They separate.
No, they have them. Yeah, they're separate.
Yeah, PS3 version sold about 60,000 less than the Xbox version.
But that's pretty dang close when you're talking about 300,000 plus. I mean.
But look what this sold in July. 720,000 copies. That creamed the top runner, which was NCAA Football 11. Now, if you compare the numbers to Madden, if this was the same month as Madden, that may be a little different.
I'm interested to see what the numbers can be like when Reach comes out. Halo, Reach.
Mm. But we've also talked about this. There really hasn't been much released lately either.
Yeah.
Because we've said, you know, nobody wants to go up against StarCraft II right now. So
it's been spotty. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spotty release schedule. But what has come has been great. I got a game to talk about today that I cannot believe I like so much. I should hate it. And I really, really like it. But we'll get to that in a minute. Good job, StarCraft. For those wondering, February 9th is the big day for Portal 2 on the PS3, 360, and Steam. So finally, we have a date, February 11. Not bad.
I'm not going to talk about it until it is here. I'm just not going
to. Why? That game looks so awesome.
Why, Brian?
Because I want it.
Okay, so Nicole, you're a Portal fan?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I like that they have a British robot. I just had a, I don't know. I like a British guy talking to me.
Oh, Terpster, do you hear that, buddy? I think we have a hubba hubba going on.
I always talked about that.
Speaking of British people, is this really British people? I think it was in the UK. 360 commercial busted for using PS3 footage. Yeah, it is in the UK. And this is kind of interesting and kind of funny in my mind. And this reminds me of kind of the old days, like you'd see a Sega Genesis commercial in the early 90s and you go, man, those graphics are awesome. And they find out later they were Super NES graphics they used for the commercial. Yeah. And it was usually like a third party game. So it wasn't them, you know, explicitly saying, here's a Sega Genesis game. It was them saying, here's our cross-platform game and it's available on all these systems and look how good it looks. But they pulled the graphics from the best looking, you know, the machine that made it look the best.
Well, I remember, who the website was, but when Red Dead came out, they did a side-by-side comparison. You remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
And the PS3 did look better.
It did look a little bit better. Some people said it was more jaggy and stuff, but that's always been a problem with the PS3.
Oh, I see how this is. Oh, so it's all about the PS3. I got it.
No, I'm just saying my eye liked the PS3. I'm not saying the Xbox was terrible. I'm just saying my eye liked the PS3.
Yeah. Your eye.
I like this because it harkens back to, you know, all the E3 days when all these consoles were getting ready. The current generation were getting ready to come out and everybody was looking underneath, you know, tables and going, what's really under here? Yeah. What's this? It looks like a PC. Is that a Mac? What is it? What is it?
Yeah. Yeah. What's interesting about this, though, is they were actually advertising the 360 version. Like, it was very specifically for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when they found out they were using PS3 footage, it just kind of made everyone roll their eyes a little bit. It's probably a non-story, but it kind of cracked me up. And by the way, there's a reason they did this, because the DVD capabilities of the 360, not the processor, not the GPU, none of that. Forget about all that. The fact that it's limited to a DVD drive and that storage capacity means that the plentiful cutscenes, and when I say plentiful, I am not freaking kidding, that new Final Fantasy game has, were way more compressed to get it on discs. It's as simple as that. If you need to fit it in, you compress the video, and so it looks kind of like garbage. So,
do you guys watch the video footage?
Yeah, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen him side to
Mark
side.
Mark was playing it.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about when you're actually playing the game. Mark has, you says.
Yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And aren't there more discs on the Xbox version too?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense. They're DVDs versus, you know, what is it? Quadruple the storage on a Blu-ray or whatever it is. I don't know what the math is, but
it is.
It's a lot more. So, yeah, whatever. This is a bad comparison, but it's just funny that people are rolling over on each other going, you used PS3 video and your 360. Oh, well. Moving
I
on.
I love a good scandal.
Yes.
That's hard breaking news. What? I don't know. You know what I mean?
I like it. Hard breaking news. I like to read this exactly the way I put it in the news notes. You ready for this?
Yeah, I saw that.
Diable adds artisans to craft items for you in Diable 3.
Yeah, I love that. The fact that you didn't misspell it once.
I think somebody right-clicked it and spell-checked it on me or something.
You're right. Yeah, that's what happened.
Don't tell him, Brian, that I did it. He gave me edit.
Diable adds artisans. Anyway, this is Diablo 3 we're talking about. Your character can meet and benefit from artisans. They can be friends with these guys. It includes a blacksmith, a mystic, a jeweler. And then they'll follow you around the world of Sanctuary, making new items like out of raw materials that you extract from like unwanted loot. So if you get a chest piece that you can't use or don't want to use or it's less than what you're wearing, you can transmute this stuff down to usable stuff that these guys who are following you around going, can I make it? Can I make it? And then you give it to them and they make it.
I look forward to this.
It's going to be awesome. This is a great answer to not wanting to have to go back to town every 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And the old way was the Herodric Cube was the old way of doing this kind of a little bit. And this is definitely a step in an interesting direction. And they have some cool video up and everything. So I recommend going to the official Diablo 3 site and checking it out.
I think I need a whole entourage, like a Sherpa and an artisan, you know, just a whole entourage.
Everything should have a Sherpa.
So you can grind these your loot down right then and there.
Yeah, it's all very quick. The video makes this huge point of how little it takes away time from the core of the game, which is killing stuff and advancing in the game.
This is what they did in Deathbank. They have in your inventory, you had a little grinder, and you just you didn't have to go back to any vendor. You just grinded the loot right there.
Well, in the case of that though, that's just to sell it and get gold, right?
Yeah, it didn't really give you any kind of jewels or anything like that. So this is kind of course, taking it a step further.
Right,
but
right.
It was good because you didn't like had to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's really convenient.
I kind of liked town. I'd go back in town and hear, ling, 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 and I'd go talk to, what's his name? And, I don't know, I'm going to kind of miss that. Having those guys go around with you. What was the other game? Dungeon Siege had that donkey they added, which was kind of an interesting take on how we don't deal well with running out of loot space. So I don't think they have not said anything about any kind of...
I need bigger bags.
You need bigger bags. Of course you do. And also in Diablo news, no console version of Diablo 3 is planned. Not a shock to me at all. Like, why the crap would they? I know that they did. They originally did a Diablo 1, PS1 game. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of not nearly as good as the PC version. And then nothing for Diablo 2. They made an N64 version of StarCraft 1.
Hmm.
And then they started and canceled StarCraft Ghost, which was a totally console game. I think that they have come to the conclusion over the years. They keep kind of dabbling, but I think they don't care about consoles.
And they shouldn't. They're doing just fine outside of the console market.
But Diablo would work fine in a console. This new Diablo that we're seeing, I mean, I don't know if you ever played Dark Legacy, the Baldur's Gate Dark Legacy console
games. Oh,
that
was so good.
So good. Such an awesome game. And that game I'm going to talk about later reminds me of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm so excited. At any rate, they could do that with Diablo. Sure they could. Now, do they feel internally this would water down the brand and make it less, impactful than having a strong placement on the PC? Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know where their heads are, but right now I know one place their heads are, and that is up the rear end of success. Like they're making the PC a viable platform with many others, but I mean they're a pillar, you know, of PC gaming, and they want to strengthen that. So why would they kind of water that down by, you know, and then 360 version coming this fall? I don't see them doing that. So anyway,
don't see it. Good points.
Any other thoughts on that? Nothing.
No,
you got nothing.
It didn't surprise me. I was like,
did not surprise me.
It's not even really news to me.
It's not really news. It was actually. It came out of GamesCon, some Q&A session. Jay Wilson said it, and good for Jay, letting something leak out there like that. I like it. More leaks, please. Thank you very much. All right, moving on. Working PlayStation 3 mod chip is not a hoax, says an Australian retailer. An Australian seller of Wii, PlayStation 2, and Xbox 360 mod chips has posted a video showing the famously impregnable.
Impregnable.
You said that wrong, just like I did. That's a really hard word to say on the air, and I'm not in the mood to say it again, so I'll say the famously hard-to-mod PlayStation 3, running backup copies of disc games...
Impossible to mod.
...saved on the hacked console. It's the real deal, says Kotaku, where we got this article. This was inevitable. It took longer because it's harder to crack this thing. But
isn't
course,
that amazing, though, that it took them so long to crack it? Because a lot of consoles, I mean, like the day they're after it, like Microsoft, they could give a crap less, apparently, because it's like the next day it's like somebody's hacked. It's like, oh, well.
You know, 360 is still not super easy, mostly because it's hard to like get into it. Like it's a weird case. And
well, you're already messing with dynamite when you're messing with your 360 to begin with. Just turning it on is dangerous enough.
You bump those lights that make the three rings of death, and you're getting them. So have either, I know, Brian, you used to be a major hacker when it came to your original Xbox.
That's right. I did plenty of soft mods on Xbox original because I used, once I got the good out of the gaming, I wanted to use it as a media console, so that's what I did. And so I used to mod them all the time, and it was just, it opened up so many new possibilities and gave it new life. Now with this, we're talking about something that's actual current generation, and I don't think there's anything the PlayStation 3, I don't think there's anything the PlayStation 3 can't do that would make me excited about getting a mod other than stealing games, and I just, you know, this mod chip is $150 US.
That's a lot of that's a lot of dollars.
I can buy a lot of games legally that way. And just from experience, remember when I modded my PlayStation 1, I went nuts and I went to Blockbuster and I copied all kinds of games. And it just decreased the fun value of all of that for me.
Because you didn't value it.
I didn't value it at all. And I was like, you want to play this game? Sure, why not? Play it for 5 minutes. I'm done. Why? Because I got like 100 more. Why do I care?
It's like God mode in Doom. Eventually, it's not fun anymore.
It just gets old. Of course, Nicole wouldn't understand that. She's never played Doom. But
Nicole, you ever mod chipped? You ever mod chipped anything? Or
no, I haven't. I've always been afraid I'd brick it, and then I'd be out. You know. Whatever I paid for it, you know, in this case, what, $300?
Yeah.
This is a real easy mod. It's just they send you a thumb drive.
Yeah.
And you basically just plug it in and you're good to go.
Well, they're going to firmware that up.
I mean, I have modded. Well, like for instance, my Apple TV, I put Boxy on it one time.
Yes. So. You needed that though.
But see, that's different. Boxy's not letting you do things. I mean, it's not designed necessarily to let you do things illegally. And my problem with the whole mod chip scene is I'm not that interested. Like, I want to support good games. Like, I want them to keep making them. Mm-hmm. And I want them to be able to do that. And how they do that is this way. And that's why I support a lot of indie downloadable games, because they're not only inexpensive and easier to sort of palette that way, they're not so much money, but also it breeds innovation, and you know, you want these guys to succeed. So I don't have a ton of interest in doing that to my
personal. Well, I think as content creators too, we have a different perspective as well, you know.
Seriously though.
Brian laughs. I ain't making content.
No, I ain't making no dang content I'm talking about.
Nice. Anyway, interesting news in the world of PS3. So if you want to mod your thing, I guess you can now, but I don't know.
$150. I mean, that's a lot. Coming all the way from Australia, shipping is going to kill you.
Save it
for
Move.
You can buy a lot of games.
Yeah, you can get Move. Get a Move pack.
I saw a story, I think it was locally, where a guy got arrested. He was selling, I think it was modded Xboxes on Craigslist, and he got busted.
So what did they do? Just... say,
they arrested him, and
because what did he? I guess it's illegal to is it illegal to mod them, or is it just illegal to?
Well, it was modified and had a lot of games on it as well.
Oh, yeah, well, so it's the stolen games that get you.
Yeah, because the modding just kills your warranty, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But then like if you're gonna go get a bunch of games and copy them and give them to your buddies or whatever,
because you know that FDI warning that usually comes up. Yeah. I think that's the warning.
I skipped that.
You know, 5 years in jail.
I hate the ones on videos.
$500,000 or something.
I hate the ones from Interpol.
Interpol, what?
Yeah, you ever get those Interpol ones?
No. Are they the ones with the do 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 that the video and the guy breaking into a car and stuff? It's not that, is it?
No.
No, I hate that one.
I hate it.
I hate it too.
I hate it so bad.
I feel like What is, I don't know. They just make you feel really skeevy.
And you start questioning. You're like, am I even watching this normally? Like, should I, let me check this desk. And, you know, that's not good. Anyway, that does it for our main stories this week. Let's move on to our quick fire news. This is our quick list of news that did not make the cut, but is interesting nonetheless. I will rattle them off. And here we go. Mass Effect 2 coming in January for the PlayStation 3. Anyone care?
Looks like I'm buying it again.
Whoop.
Yeah, I should have waited.
Yeah, did you get the PC version?
I did get the PC version.
Man, that's so good.
It's so great.
I love it on consoles, though. I don't know what the difference is for me. The control, I think. And others have agreed with me. Others think I'm crazy, but I really like the console version.
I don't have a problem having them on both because I got a really good deal on the PC version of Steam. So
true that.
But I talked you into getting.
Yes, you did.
Thanks, Nicole.
Nicole makes us spend a lot of money.
She does.
Valve is pimping third-party maps. So they're like Left 4 Dead maps and stuff like that. They're telling...
Which is great.
Yeah, it is great. Mm-hmm. That's a solid
thing. I love
this.
This is great news for me.
Virtual Boy turns 15.
Yeah, whatever.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that thing was awesome. The next video game movie is Angry Birds.
Get out of here, man. You know, I love me some Angry Birds, but I cannot imagine a movie about it.
Well, maybe a cartoon or something.
It might be cute, though, because there is that whole rivalry between the pigs and the birds.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would have to be CGI, though, or something, like DreamWorks kind of deal.
Yeah.
You think if it was really bad, it would like detract from the game?
Yeah, that always happens, I think. I think a bad video game adaptation taints the history of the game.
Angry Birds, too easy.
We just watched Street Fighter for Film Sack, Brian and I.
Yes.
And that movie sucked. And I think that thing did bad things for that game's reputation for a very long time. Here now, 15 years later, we can say, okay, well, the industry's fine. Street Fighter 4 is rocking it. But look how long video game fighting video games kind of suffered and languished in the dark.
And what about Pac-Man? It like had the Pac-Man cartoon. It never suffered from any of its merchandising. Yeah, but this is a very simple game.
Cartoons on Saturday morning, that's different. But if you're going to make a big movie that sucks.
If you're going to have Van Damme in a movie.
Yeah. Look, Angry Birds, though, is a better platform than like Asteroids, which is also being made.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make a video game. Yeah, Asteroids,
dude. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's so dumb. How dumb is that? Here's my impression of that. Deep. 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 I hate that game. Actually, I love that game, but now I hate it because it's being made into a movie. Resistance 3 announced. Oh, Nicole, you have to be excited like I am.
I'm so excited about this. I just, you know, I love Resistance.
Yeah, Resistance 2 is so much fun. I love Resistance.
Whatever.
We really ought to play that more. That 2 is still a great game.
I haven't even played 2. I have it.
You suck. That game is great.
Really? Have you played the first one?
No.
First one's cool, too. First one had a better story, I think. Better story.
I guess I got to go play it now since the third one's been announced.
The Wii is getting a tablet peripheral.
Perf.
Shoot me
in the face. I would totally buy this, by the way.
Would you really?
Yeah, because I love Pictionary.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know what? You're right.
And it's actually an affordable price. It's $29.99.
No,
right?
You're totally right. That's the killer app for this.
You know, I like Pictionary, too. But I was drawing a piece of paper.
Oh, you see, you're an old man. Look, when I was up at the cabin last month for a family vacation, we used my iPad.
All right, Uncle Buck.
That's what I was thinking.
we used an iPad and passed it around for the drawing bit, and it was great. We had a really fun time using that.
So, I can get behind that, but I just can't see turning the Wii on, getting the tablet out.
It is $70. It's the games that are $29.99.
Oh, shoot me. Yeah. Forget it. Too much. $70. Come
Maybe
on.
If they bundled something.
How about make my Wacom Cintiq work with my TV? How about that?
It totally looks like that, too.
Yeah, except it has a wire on it, and it looks like it's made of the worst plastic ever made.
I don't trust Nintendo peripherals all that much.
Well, this is some third party anyway, isn't it?
Oh, even worse. So.
Is it actual Nintendo? I think
you draw game tablet.
Yeah, it's somebody else.
By THQ. It's not a bad brand.
I like THQ.
They're okay. They make wrestling games. They're all right. All right. Age of Empires Online is a freemium game for RTS freaks like Brian over here. You love some Age of Empires, so they're going dude.
I'm on it. I was so excited when I saw this. I think I actually crapped my pants.
Right.
I mean, it's just... That's the only way I can express my excitement about this game.
Yeah, and they said in this interview that I found on Joystick, they're talking about they're not going to nickel and dime you or kernickel and dime you.
Yeah.
They're going to make this really worth it. There's like 20 hours of play before you would ever even think about buying some. Yeah, that's great.
It is great, but man, I can play 20 hours of Age of Empires like in one session.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's kind of
actually 25, so
25.
Okay, well, I can't quite do 25. So that's good.
20 is your limit? All right.
Yeah, 20. I can't.
My guess is
did you sign up for the beta?
No, you can, but I have not.
I have.
I should, and I have not, but I will.
I signed up 12 times.
Is it web-based? Do you know? I wonder if it's web-based. I didn't read that. Nah, it doesn't matter. Look at
it. I wasn't getting that impression, but yeah.
So, new PlayStation Portable will have a touch sensor on the back. Whoa!
You know, this looks awesome, but it says update. Shockingly, Sony has said it's rumor and speculation.
And we do not comment on rumor and speculation, right?
No, I'm just saying it looks, if this is really what it's going to look like, I can't wait because I've been using my PSP all this week. So
here's my prediction. Fake. And the real one will have touchscreen, but it will be normal like on the front where you can actually have gameplay with it.
Yeah, and it'll have to be a whole new device.
But I like the look of that mock-up. It's nice.
It looks very fragile, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what I like even more about it, because I thought the same thing about my iPod Touch until I got it. And it's like, you can really just kind of throw this thing on the floor.
Oh, that thing's a hockey puck.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm kind of excited about a new PSP, to be honest. I need something to rekindle my interest in Sony's portable ideas. Kindle dashboard control possible from a seated position. Now, you may remember some time ago.
Connect, you mean? Kindle?
What did I say? Kindle? What the hell's wrong
Kindle?
With me? Hey, guess what? You can use your Kindle while you're sitting, Brian.
I'm so glad. I was really getting tired of standing up and reading. It was getting old.
I meant connect. That's the problem with that word. It looked like Kindle. So
what worries me in this sentence that you say is connect dashboard control possible from a seated position, meaning you can do it, but you probably won't like it.
It's not ideal, but you can do it.
Yeah.
Look, we on this very show, we reported months ago that Kinect was, there was some concern that you had to use it standing up no matter what you did. So this is at least a step in the direction of that would be dumb. Let me at least change menus and do my thing.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. I'm right.
It better be. I better be able to sit at my couch and do it.
Well, there you go, folks. That is the entire list of our quick news this week, and it's time for Done Deal.
Done.
Done. Deal!
Listen to all them kernickles falling.
That's
I love
pretty
it.
Pretty good. Done Deal this week. We have three.
Good three?
Lord. Good Lord.
That's huge.
Yeah. Kmart has the new 250-gig PS3s for $300. That's like
I ain't going to lie to you. Kmart has really got somebody good inside dealing with their game deals because they have just been knocking it out lately.
Do you think they're knocking it out because it's by design, or do you think there's some weird desperation? Because when I go to a Kmart,
I think they're doing a purpose.
When I go to Kmart, it's like Fallout New Vegas in there. It's terrible.
It is, exactly. And that's what blows my mind is because the stores themselves have not changed, but their marketing campaign has really changed, and they're really getting some good deals that other places just aren't getting.
So you're
and you can get those deals online too, right? So maybe they're trying to beef up their online presence.
Yeah, that could be. But if they're saying to me, "Hey, look, we got $300 PS3s. See if you can make your way through the crack addicts and the freaking hobos to find it."
I ain't gonna lie to you. When I usually look for deals, there's certain places I go to, and Kmart is now on one of those lists that I look for. Blue light special, baby.
All right, blue light. Blah blah blah. Also, big deal this week, or actually ongoing, and I don't know if this is over yet. I hope not, because it's amazing.
It's not. I just checked it. It's still out there.
Sweet. Civilization 4 is 50% off Amazon.com.
50%
off. It's the whole pack. It's like the gold edition that has every damn thing.
It's all of them, right?
Yeah,
and all of them.
So it's $19. Nicole, you know what this means.
What?
It means 5 is so good, they got to hurry up and huck as many 4s as they can get rid of. You know it's true, because I've heard nothing but positive talk about 5. Those who are playing it early are saying amazing things. I cannot wait for this game. This will be the first Civ game that I really get in hard on. Whoa, let me back up and say that over.
What is going on today?
I don't know what's happening. It's a terrible thing. But anyway, I don't know what... I don't know. This can't come out soon enough in my book, because from what I've heard, they've streamlined the things I've never liked about Civilization, and they've added things that sound awesome. It just sounds great. So So I think they're just like, eh, we got a lot of fours here. What do you want to do? Sell it for half off.
Put the expansions in there. Sell it.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
And I think they're drawing me in. I might have to get this.
One of our upcoming, I swear we're going to do this on one of our upcoming old school segments. We're going to cover the original Oddworld game.
Yes, we
are. And as it so happens to be today, Oddworld games are permanently $5 on Games to Go. And is it Games to Go or Games on the Go? How do they
Games on the Go, right?
No,
what it is?
Hold
GOG.
It's GOG.com either way.
All right, GOG.com. Anyway, $5.99, not $4.99, excuse me. It is Oddworld Abe's Odyssey and Oddworld Abe's Exodus. They've both been permanently marked down to $5. These are DRM-free, downloadable, two of my favorite games ever.
Love them.
Ever. I love these
ever?
Games. Oh, yeah, dude. Ever.
Ever. I remember playing these on the PlayStation 1. And
yeah,
just
that's where they launched,
it.
Right? That's where they first came out.
Yep.
I played the crap out of them. Nicole, you ever play one of these?
You know, I remember playing it on the PS, I think.
One.
PS1, yeah. But I didn't play a lot of it. It was in the days where I was working a lot, so.
Now is your time.
This game is stupid.
Well, yeah. No, I didn't think it was stupid. I thought I liked it, but I just didn't have the time.
Now's the time. It reminds me
It was a dark time in my gaming career.
Yeah. for me, it was a natural evolution of games like, what's it called? Oh, crap.
Wasn't called that. Worms?
Not Walk in the Dark. Not Alone in the Dark. It was a rotoscoping side view. Shite.
Give us some more.
I can't remember. Chat room. Flashback. Thank you.
Flashback.
Chat. Sorry.
Chat room. This is a chat room.
Someone, Nathan, said in the chat room it's Flashback, and he is correct. I love Flashback. And this game was kind of a lot like Flashback. And definitely presented a whole new crazy world, and I wish they were still making games, and they were still 2D, and they were still awesome, because I would be buying them all. So $5.
Do you think they're lowering this price to get people thinking about Oddworld? Because aren't they redoing, they're retooling it, right?
Yeah, there's some new something coming.
Yeah.
And so, they're yes.
Preparing us.
Plus, it just gets the word out. It's like, oh, yeah, those games. Let's get back into that and remember what that was like so that when this new thing's announced, we get excited about it.
Yep.
I can totally see that.
I picked those up for a couple of dollars on Steam a while back.
Oh, you probably stole them and put them on your modded Xbox.
That's right.
That's what you meant to say. All righty.
Hey, what are you playing?
It's time for us to talk about what we are playing right now. I'm going to start with Nicole because she is the lady amongst us, and I cannot shake this decorum that was built into me as a child will not leave me. So, ladies first. Nicole, go ahead.
Before I tell you what I've been playing, since I have been traveling, I'm sure somebody is thinking. When you said Dark Legacy, it's actually Dark Alliance.
For what?
Baldur's Gate.
Oh!
Baldur's Gate.
Yes, Dark Alliance. What's Dark Legacy? Oh, Legacy
of... That was Gauntlet.
Gauntlet, Dark Legacy. Right. And then I'm thinking of Legacy of Cain, and it's a big incestuous mess after that.
Exactly. Yeah. So I got confused too. Right. So anyway, so since I've been traveling, I've only been able to play my iPad and my PSP. So I've been playing a game that Stephanie told me about called Highborn, and it's on the iPhone and on the iPad, and it's a casual round-based strategy game, and it's a lot of fun. And you play as, you know, you have the blue side, you have the red side, and it's just a matter of taking over the towns. And
is it fantasy kind of based kind of thing?
Yeah. Because you're like this, and it's kind of, there's a lot of funny dialogue in it, and
like kind of Final Fantasy Tactics sort of.
Oh, it looks cool. I'm looking at the screenshots now.
Turn-based?
Yeah, it's turn-based. So you start off with, you know, archers, and you have the main knight who, of course, he just... I don't want to play him because he just looks like a tool.
This kind of reminds me in the vein of Deathspank.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't really like
it. He does like a tool, but I like this game. This game looks awesome.
It reviews well. There's lots of 5-star reviews for that.
And here's what I like about it. On the iPad version, they're not gouging you. It's only $2.99 right now.
Very good. On
the iPhone, it's 99 cents.
I wish it was 99 cents and then a universal app for all of them.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can
and then a universal app for all.
Yeah, you can only ask for that so many times and get it, but...
But I've been having a lot of fun with that one.
Cool.
And then on my PSP, I've been playing the 20th anniversary of Final Fantasy, which I played.
Lucky girl.
Oh gosh, it was a long time ago. I don't think it was 20 years ago though.
I think that sounds about right. I mean, let's think about that. What's 20 years ago? 98, 99? No, what's the year? 10, 90.
This is like even math, my man. It's not even like it's tens.
All right.
My
gosh. You make a good point. 1990 would have been 20 years ago. That just sounds wrong. Anyway.
But yeah, I remember spending lots of time with this game. So it's been really fun kind of revisiting it, and they have some interesting cutscenes, and they make it look a little bit newer, but it's still I don't know if you remember or if this happened to you, but when you would walk around the world and it would engage you into the fight, it would scare me every single time. Because it would do this noise, and I'm like, unlike the new one, you see the
yeah, you
the
can
guys
you
that
can
you're
avoid
fight,
them. Yeah.
And you could try to avoid them. But in that one, you don't know when it's going to hit, and it just kind of jolts you.
We haven't talked about it enough on the show, but I hate. I absolutely hate. One of my worst game mechanics in the history of the world is random encounters. I freaking hate it.
Oh yeah.
Does it scare you too?
So you don't like Pokemon?
It doesn't scare me. It just I don't like Pokemon for that reason. It just bugs me because it's like, oh, I'm just trying to go to that town. I like to see what I'm going to... Oh, I hate it.
So did you not like Final Fantasy?
No, I hated the first Final Fantasy.
Really?
Yeah, oh. I like subsequent installations. They've been okay. I played 7, and it still had random encounters.
It changed, yeah.
Well, it still had them, though, but it was still... I mean, it had enough other things that I kind of lived with it. But even then, every time it would happen, like, gosh, dang it, I want to choose when I fight things. I was, I'm raised on Diablo. I don't play this random encounter garbage.
I like to choose my fights.
That's right, baby.
Anyway. I like it because you never know what's coming.
That's true.
So,
all right. So, you recommend Final Fantasy 20th thing, or is it not worth it?
No, I like it. It was $19.
All right.
So it's in their like special pricing collection.
All right.
And then Pixel Junk Monster Deluxe, and that was only $10. And it's a great little tower defense game. It's
cute. I played it on the PSN back in the day, and it is the kind of tower defense I don't like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a, the plants versus zombies tower defense, love it.
Yeah.
Some of the mods for like StarCraft and Warcraft, I liked those that were kind of tower defense-y. So there's ways it can be done that I kind of dig on it. But the one where it's just sort of set the tower up, upgrade the tower, hurry up because the next wave's coming, that kind of stuff,
the gist of the game is you turn your trees into, a tower or an ice station, and, you're getting waves and waves and waves, and, it's simple, it's cute, it's okay.
All right.
I'm traveling, I don't got much to do here.
She's elevating it, and then she's like, no. Maybe not.
Well, if you think about
play it at home. I would play it traveling.
If you think about how awesome it is that you do have these things now, these devices are amazing. I mean, this just imagine traveling, let's say 20 years ago and not having anything like this. You may have had, the original Game Boy and you'd want to kill yourself? So I guess it was fine in its day. But anyway, all right, that all sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you what I've been playing. I cannot recommend enough. This last entry, in the Xbox Live Arcade Summer of Arcade, Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light. Mm-hmm. Now, my first impression was, oh, great, a Tomb Raider game. They haven't been good for ages. Nathan Drake now owns that part of my brain. Mm. I don't want to play Tomb Raider anymore. I am totally wrong about that with this game. And it's a very, very different game. It is developed by Crystal Dynamics. They have a long history of excellent games, including some of the best Tomb Raider games. But this is an isometric view, kind of like, not Dark Alliance.
Zaxxon?
No. Baldur's Gate, Dirty Alliance, right? That's it.
Dark Alliance.
Dark Alliance. it's kind of that view. And it's a co-op game if you want, and it has excellent co-op, or you can do everything you want by yourself if you want, which is kind of hard to explain how they do that, but it works just fine. And it is really, really fun. I cannot recommend it enough. It is well worth the $15, and is...
So You happy with the 1,200 points you spent then?
I don't call it points, as you know. Yeah, I'm fine with it. Whatever.
I'm planning on buying that this weekend. It's on the docket.
You got to get it, Brian. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. And when they the one sad thing is they quit or they didn't have co-op ready for online play at the time of launch, yeah. which made a lot of people kind of mad. So they're giving us if you're buying it on the 360, which means that sometime they'll have it on PSN and everywhere else, you'll get the first DLC pack for free. For the first 30 days of it being available. So I'm
pretty excited. 1,200 points again?
It's like 15 bucks. Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's
400 points equals $5.
Because you got to buy way more points to even cover it because they don't have an option just to buy 1,200. Freaking hate it. I hate that. So dumb. Anyway, I highly recommend it. Next up for me, StarCraft, of course. StarCraft 2, been playing that. And then lastly, Monster Dash for the iPhone, 99 cents. If you liked Cannibalt.
Is it like Diner Dash?
No.
What is this?
No. If you like Cannibalt and you like shooting stuff, then you will absolutely love this game. It's awesome. Mm. 99 cents, well spent.
Brian, you didn't sell your iPhone app as well as Nicole did.
What do you mean? Oh, well, I'm just trying to hurry because I can't wait to hear what you have to say about Tiddlywinks. I'm dying to hear about that.
Did you figure out the replay thing on StarCraft 2, Scott?
Yeah, you have to mail it to people, but that sucks. I was going to bring it up in the emails, but I'll bring it up now.
Okay, sorry.
I'm going to bring it up now. Somebody named Joe on our forums, or not our forums, in the comment thread on this episode said, first listen through of this podcast. I'm actually quite disappointed in the crass nature of the entire thing. Really? Today's way worse, so I guess he may not be listening today.
I love being crass.
From the racist remarks, SNK? I don't know what he's talking about. What did we say about SNK?
It was I don't remember. What did we say about SNK?
No idea.
I guess maybe we were making Asian remarks or something. Oh, well, maybe.
Welcome to the Frog Pants Network. to the blatant lack of knowledge of games that you've been playing, StarCraft 2 can share replays. Just find the replay file and upload it or send it to someone. Okay.
Scott.
I take some issue with this. I was not saying that there was no way to share files. Obviously, you can do that. Hey, Brian, I got word over here. Let me send you 6 of the DLL files just for the hell of it. Get your email ready. I understand how the internet works. I know you can move files around. That wasn't what I was saying. They had told us I guess it would have been BlizzCon, that we were going to be able to do this natively in the game. Like within the Battle.net framework, you're going to be able to say, click this reset or this save file and send to my friend so-and-so. That was supposed to be the way this was going to work. And that is not what they're doing right now. Instead, we're doing it this janky ghetto way, which is go find the file and email it to somebody. And that's fine. It gets you by. But you know what I meant, Joe.
That's just like save files and everything that's ever been. Like you could watch, somebody play Quake. Right. A replay file. That's all it really is. I mean, that's no new technology. That's exactly why I was excited about being able to send it to a friend.
Well, yeah, sending it within the thing is quick and it's fast, and you do it right now, and your guy's already online. You can look at it. Not this whole back around, hey, let me fire up Gmail and send you this attachment. And where do you put it?
StarCraft and pull down the console and load. And
yeah.
For Pete's sakes.
I mean, no offense to Joe. It's fine that you brought the point up. I just think you can't equate that thing with blatant lack of knowledge of games. Joe, we're going to have words, buddy. Anyway, or I guess we just had words. All right, so Brian, what have
you
been... Joe, you
respond in the comments and we'll continue this every week.
What have you been playing, Brian?
New segment.
Yeah.
New segment. What Joe said this week.
Joe Blow, call it.
All right, so I didn't have a lot of time to play this week, believe it or not. Over the weekend, we had in-laws come in, and then this past week, my wife had pink eyes, so that was a fun game to play. And so how I really got in was my Left 4 Dead 2, which I played on Monday night with the guys. What's up, guys?
Yo.
And I also played Yo, What's Up? And the Team Fortress 2 Tuesday, which I also played. And then all I really got to play beyond that was Tower Blocks Deluxe on the 360, which I've owned forever. But I just felt like I needed a little bit of relief after the in-laws left. It's like, okay, I need a little relief.
A little break.
So what's Tower Blocks?
I've never played Tower Blocks Deluxe. It's very fun. It's a stacking game. You stack a tower, you stack a block, then you stack one on top of that. If it lands perfectly, then the tower does not sway. If you land off to the side, it starts swaying more and more.
Like Jenga, kind
of. Oh,
like
Jenga,
Super Stacker.
It's like Super Stacker.
Super Stacker is a better That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, I have that on PSN. Yeah, I have that on the PSN. The developer actually sent it to me. I need to review it.
It's very fun. It's so much fun because you land the little blocks, and all of a sudden these little people on umbrellas come flying into your little hotel that you're building, which is swaying all over the place, which is funny. But if you get the ones with the balcony around it, if you hit that, the whole screen fills up with just all these people coming in. And it's just such a zen moment in this game. So if you have never played
Starblock,
no, it's actually really fun. You would think so, but it's actually very zen. You need to get that if you haven't played it before.
All right.
And also play Tiddlywinks in the Real World because I couldn't play video games. And that's what
the hell
I do.
Are you doing, Tiddlywinks? Come on.
Plus, I like
break out a deck of cards for heaven's sakes.
Or a board game.
Hey, kids, get out the Tiddlywinks. You know you want to.
That's crazy. I haven't played that in a long time. Wait, I haven't played that ever, actually.
I was going to say, I don't even know how to play that.
Yeah, I've seen it and kind of watched them and held them in my hand, but I don't think I've actually played a proper game of Tiddlywinks. Anyway.
It's no different than playing like quarters drinking game or something like that. I mean, it's basically the same concept. You're trying to launch a circular object into an area and score points.
Minus trying to get your kids drunk, I guess.
Yeah, well, we did drink Kool-Aid, but, you know.
All right. Well,
at least that's
nice.
What I told the kids I was drinking.
Yeah, they believed you. Sure, Dad. So there you have it. That is what we have been playing.
Why, that's a very odd mod.
I thought you were actually talking at first.
He actually farted.
I just cracked one off.
Oh, that was like that, you know, that sudden attack in Final Fantasy. Just, you know, I was not expecting that.
Brian, I'm going to let you do the honors this week. This is where we showcase a weird mod that exists out in the wild somewhere that people are actually playing. And you found a weird one this week.
I found an odd mod. This is called Super Mario Wars. You may be familiar with Mario Wars, which is a predecessor. But the developer died, and so someone took over on the Super Mario Wars.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
I know.
How can someone die?
Yeah, what the crap? Anyway, go ahead.
What the crap? All right. Well, Super Mario Wars is a deathmatch-style homage to Super Mario Brothers, written from the ground up and employing SDL to port to about every platform out there. Mac, PC, I mean, just anything. Linux. You want it, it can play it on it. It's a 2-4 local players try to stomp each other into the ground playing as the cast of Super Mario Brothers and other Nintendo characters. It's a very simple game, but basically all you're doing is you're Mario and someone else is Luigi, and you just kind of run around, try to run each other, and you're trying to jump on top of each other. And whoever jumps on top of each other wins.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
Online play or no?
No online play. There is some people in the community. There are some people in the community who are developing some interface where you can do that online. Right now, currently, no. But did I mention this game is free and cross-platform compatible? Look at it for it. It's Super Mario Wars standalone application.
Wow.
But it's way cool.
So this is the game that you were trying to get me to play in the middle of my meeting today, right?
That's right. I just want you to play it. I couldn't actually play it with anybody.
Oh, I was going to say,
The sad thing is I didn't discover it until today and see the way you play it is you can have up to 3 people on the keyboard. Oh, that's right. 3 people huddled around the keyboard and 1 person on the mouse. So this is kind of harking back to those arcade days where you had to like stand next to somebody sweaty and play the game. But I actually controlled 2 of the characters, one on my left hand, one on my right hand, and we had a little war going on.
Wow.
Just me. Yeah.
With yourself.
My left hand won.
That's so can I ask you a question though, how this compares to say Super Mario Brothers Wii? Because that's got a lot of 4 player, you know.
It does, but this is a lot more fun and it's cute and you don't have to have a Wii.
Mm. Well, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I like that. Very nice. Here's your odd mod of the week, folks. Go check it out. It is Super Mario Brothers. No, excuse me. Super Mario Wars. And maybe your left hand can beat your right hand as well.
Hey, what?
New.
All right, let's talk about what's new. Very exciting release for me. I'm actually kind of excited to play it, although I don't know when I'm going to play it because I don't want my kids hearing this game. But Mafia 2 for the PC, PS3, and 360 coming out Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I've already got this on Facebook. I'm not going to buy it.
You already have?
What?
He still thinks it's a Facebook game. He thinks it's that dumb Mafia Wars game. Oh, Zynga, is there anything you can't do?
Silly.
Worms Reloaded coming to the PC. If you pre-order that on Steam, you get a hell of a deal plus some cool DLC.
I want to know, are you excited about that? Because you like Worms.
Oh, I've had every Worms game ever made.
So, oh, I love Worms. I have Worms.
I have Worms right now. I've had every Worms ever made, every Worms game, excuse me, and I plan on getting this. So, yes, look for me online, Worms Reloaded, Frog Pants. What am I on Steam? Extra Life? Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get confused because you can have a different name than you do a display name.
Exactly. And I'm always giving people away my login name. Right. I'm like, this is me.
Here, and go ahead and socially engineer a way to hack my account.
That's not good. I just gave my login name.
Nicole, do you not like Worms?
I've played Worms with you, but I'm just not very good at it.
Oh, that's right. We played on PSN.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm not good at either, Nicole. Don't feel bad. I suck at it.
It's still one of my favorite turn-based strategy games of all time.
Yeah.
Love it. And it's on everything, so whatever. Disney Guilty Party for the Wii.
First Wii game Brian has bought in a long time is going to buy.
What?
Really?
I'm going to buy this.
What is it?
This is going to be so much fun with the kids.
So it's a party game.
We love these mystery games.
All right.
And I think it's going to be fun.
I think there's no mystery. I think it's going to be
I'm going to give the Wii some love this week.
All right. NHL 2K11 for the Wii, PS3, and 360 come out a week later. I don't know why the Wii is getting it first, but
in your face, PS3.
This is my if I'm a console sports gamer at all anymore, it's for hockey. I love it. Love me some hockey. So I'll probably end up with this on one of those other two consoles.
I wonder how the Wii got it first, though.
I don't know. I mean, EA's got here in Salt Lake City. EA's got like a huge Wii development house, and they're cranking on stuff all the time. So I don't know. They're throwing money at it, so whatever. There's a huge install base to feed, so you may as well make games for it. And then
can't
finally,
wait to buy my hockey stick attachment.
Indeed. Scott Pilgrim versus the World on XBLA and PSN. This is actually last week, wasn't it?
I think it came out on PSN first, and it's finally coming out for Xbox.
Oh, that's what it is. Yep. And Nicole played it, and you thought it was a nice throwback to...
It's hard, but I think they want you to use the cheat codes.
Yeah. Get that impression. It actually
is that what you're telling yourself? Oh, they must
that's what I'm telling myself.
So there you go. Your release schedule for next week. Check out all those titles. There must be some fun in each of them. Before we move on, let's mention typefrag.com. We love these guys. They give you 50% off your first month's use of any server, Ventrilo server on their service. If you have a good guild or a clan that needs a service, you can get it. 20% off. No, excuse me, 50% off the entire thing by using the code SCORE. Blah. Can't
20,
talk.
No, 30, no,
no.
40.
I know, I'm like some infomercial here.
You're so crass,
I'm just going to make a mention of this because I'm standing, while we were recording, my wife brought down two boxes that just arrived by Federal Express, FedEx, and she plopped them down next to me. They say the words Turtle Beach on the side. Brian and I are going to finally get our hands on some really cool hardware from Turtle Beach in the form of headsets for consoles, PCs, and more. We haven't had a chance to look at these. I need to forward his on to him. Very excited to try them out. We'll be reviewing them on the show coming up. And Turtle Beach has been kind enough at this stage to give a code that will save people money on this kind of stuff over there. You want to go to turtlebeach.com. And through September, if you use the code FROGTURTLE,
I love that. Needs to be a graphic. You got to draw that.
I know. I may have to. Frog Turtle, 20% off their entire purchase at turtlebeach.com. And if you remember the name Turtle Beach, I do.
Like, I do. And I looked up an audiophile, and I said audiophile, Nicole. And I really love Turtle Beach stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited to try this stuff out. We'll have more from them in upcoming shows. Just wanted to throw that tease out there and that code. So, again, that code is FROGTURTLE at turtlebeach.com. And, of course, TypeFrag, the code is usually SCORE. So go check it out.
It's usually SCORE?
It's still SCORE. It has not changed at all. And neither has this.
We're kicking it old school.
It's time to kick it old school, folks. This is where we talk about an old game, a game from our past, something that we enjoyed years ago, months ago.
Last week. Days of yore.
I think this week we have another one Nicole suggested. Am I right?
This was Nicole suggested from last week.
Nicole, tell us what the name of this game is.
So this is Kid Nikki Radical Ninja.
Kid Nikki Radical Ninja.
How awesome is that name?
Radical.
Well, it's radical.
It's radical. So obviously this is a game from the 80s.
Totally.
Yeah, it's... totally radical, and right around the time the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had came out. So
it came out in 1986. Let's see, Radical Ninja. It was released in Japan as Kakekitsu Yanchimaru, or the Wonderful Yanchimaru. It's an arcade game, 86, and in 87, Data East ported it to the NES, Commodore 64, and Apple II. Curiously, all these home versions of the video games show screenshots of the graphically superior arcade version on the back of their boxes. So speaking of our Xbox 360 ad thing, this was happening even back then. Interesting game. It's this little dude, looks like some kid running around slicing dudes, side-scroller kind of game.
That sword is so fun.
Nicole, did you play it on...
I played this constantly with my cousins. And
arcade or NES? Where'd you have
on
it?
The NES. Okay. On the NES. All right. And I found a YouTube video showing all the bosses. And I remember getting to the second to last boss. So I went pretty far in the game.
This one missed my radar completely. I do not remember this game.
I didn't either. And I'm glad she recommended it because I played it as I like to taste a little bit of everything off the buffet. And as evidenced by my large belly. I played this and it was a lot of fun, but I did not make it to any bosses.
Wow. It's hard. It's a hard game.
It is very hard. And it's kind of deceptive because when you first start the game, you have this little bird that kind of flies up. And he kind of looks like one of the Angry Birds. And he kind of flies up in a silhouette. And you see him get shot by an arrow and he falls to the ground. And you'd come jumping out of your little dojo. And you're thinking, okay, I'm going to be saving the birds or something. So I'm running down the way and I'm beating up all the bad guys because they're obviously bad. And I get to some of the birds and I'm thinking, I must have to touch them and free them. No, if you touch them, you die.
And yeah, so, you did touch them a lot.
There's a lot of tricky jumps in it, and yeah, I just remember a lot of fond memories of this game.
Well, Brian died a lot in the audio I'm about to play. I captured this from his playthrough, and this is Brian.
I try to keep it 60 seconds or less.
Nice. This is him playing Kid Nicky, Radical Ninja. Oh, there it is. That sound is you ninjing people, right, with your sword?
Yep. Ninja.
I love that music.
Oh, you missed your death. Here's your death. Yeah, there you go. That was Brian dying a horrible death. That happened a lot more times. Like a whole lot.
And very quickly, soon after that.
One day in feudal Japan, Kid Nicky, the most radical of ninjas, is training at his ninja school. Suddenly, a passing bird is struck down by an arrow and lands at his feet. Attaches a note explaining to Nicky that Nicky's girlfriend, Princess Margot, what the hell, has been kidnapped by the evil stone wizard. With the cry of, "We'll help you," Nicky bursts...
No, that's stoned wizard. No, you're right, a stone wizard.
Stoned. "We'll help you," Nicky bursts through the wall of his school and sets off on his quest to save Margot, the dumb-named princess.
I knew it.
Awesome.
What's U.S. friendly? What would be a good princess name for the U.S. market?
Dude, how about Margot?
Margot. Sounds good.
Margot Kidder. She's pretty good. Do that.
And of course, you know, my name's Nicole, nicknamed Nikki. Yeah. You know, when I was young, I thought, oh, it's a game named after me. You know,
my nickname is Margot. So it's all coming together. All right. It is time for a little force feedback.
Force feedback. Force feedback.
It's time for some force feedback. And we have a couple of calls to play. Let's start with those and then we'll read your emails. First one comes from this guy. This guy.
Hey there, Scott and Brian. This is Brigham from Pocatello, Idaho.
His name is Brigham from Pocatello, Idaho.
I got a quick question for you. Scott, I demand to know why you hate Commander King. My childhood is filled with many fond memories of playing that game on my old 386s and 486 PCs.
Okay, I'm with you. I got it. I understand. It brought the side-scrolling platformer to the PC, which had none of these at the time. I totally get that. But they were pale, terrible comparisons to Mario Brothers and games like it. So I felt they were miserable knockoffs, in my opinion. Just my opinion.
I'm still Commander Keen. I'm with it.
I don't know. I just never got into it. I tried. I did try. I had them all. Tried to play them all. Just thought they were like just weak compared to what Mario was doing.
This is weak, man. I want a plumber with a mustache.
Oh, That's something you say all the time. It's got nothing to do with games.
Like that one TV show.
What?
What? What TV show?
The plumber with the mustache. Not good times.
There was a plumber. Oh.
One day at a time.
One day at a time. One day at a time. Yep.
Schneider.
Schneider, dude.
Schneider.
Oh, that's so stupid. I can't believe that show existed.
And I can't remember.
That had Eddie Van Halen's wife in it. Yeah. Right? Or she was to be his wife later. Anyway.
Oh, the Super Mario TV show. Super show.
Oh, yeah. It's a me. All right. We don't have two calls. We have one. The other calls at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. Got an email from Mike B. He says, hello, Brian and Scott. Speaking of lifelong games, in 1988 was still my favorite year of video games. Such great amounts of amazing games were released that year. There were also many gameplay mechanics that were really introduced in 98 and still being used today. Metal Gear Solid, StarCraft, Legend of Zelda or Ocarina of Time, Half-Life, Grim Fandango, Baldur's Gate, Fallout 2, Unreal, Tekken 3, and Pokemon all came to the States or were developed here in 1998. I still play many of these games today. Love the show. Keep up the good work, Mike B. I agree with you, Mike. 98 was a hell of a year.
Great year.
It's yet to be usurped as the big year for video games.
We'll see.
It was amazing. We got another email. I'm going to skip ahead.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, we didn't do Joe anyway because we did Joe earlier. Hey, Scott and Brian, have you heard any news about Star Wars Battlefront 3 or Republic Commando 2? Speaking of Star Wars games, thanks to keep up the great work from Aiden C. I did some research. Republic Commando 2 is nowhere in sight. Nobody seems to be working on it. Beyond the fan clamor for a sequel, there isn't any. But Battlefront 3 is rumored to be working on right now, or that it is being worked on right now. There's no confirmation. LucasArts hasn't come out and said we're making it. But many little leaks.
Oh, they're
and
making it.
Yeah, I think they're making it.
They're making it.
Sure, it's a shooter, dude. They're gonna.
What
do
else
perks.
They got to do?
Look, they're gonna do perks next time. They're gonna do like the whole. They're totally going down the road of that of Modern Warfare. You watch.
Yeah, totally. Have to.
I'm gonna save that last email for next week.
Okay.
Because Twit's about to kill me. They're calling me every 5 seconds. So I'm saving that for next week. So Sam, if you're listening, we'll do your email next time. I think that's it. I think that's it. I think we're done. Holy crap. Let's do some iTunes shout out. Secret Loser gave us 5 stars. Thank you so much. Tesco gave us 3, saying us we're mediocre and mainstream. Hey, I just wanted to give a little love to a 3-star review.
Ooh. All
right. Thanks, man. Jago. Gave us 5 stars, and Mr. Awesome also gave us 5 stars. Thank you guys for that. We really appreciate
You're
it.
You're awesome.
Yeah, we love you guys. Don't forget to email your feedback and your questions and your audio files to podcast@finalscoreshow.com. That's podcast@finalscoreshow.com. The website to visit is finalscoreshow.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Extra Life is where you can find me. Mission Deep is where Brian is. And Nicole Spag is where Nicole is each and every minute of her day. That's not true. You're not on there.
No, not at all. If you want to think that, okay.
GoDaddy codes, don't forget those. Frog 1, Frog 2, and Frog 3. They'll save you money on domains, hosting, and more. Our friends at Typefrag, thank you again. And don't forget Frog Turtle, the code for the turtlebeach.com 20% off deal. That is good through September. I think that's going to do it for us. Anything else, you guys, before we head out?
Thanks so much. Go play Twit.
Yeah.
Go play Twit. What? Oh, because the other show. Nicole, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say... did you want to do anything with the raid contest? I don't want to keep
Oh, shite.
We have tickets to give away.
We do have tickets to give away. So here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away raid tickets. The Raid. It's a film debuting at BlizzCon. It's a documentary. And we are going to give away those tickets on the blog. We're going to do a special blog post for this. So watch for that. Shortly after this show is posted, we'll have a blog post there about how you can participate in a contest to win tickets to see this while you are in Anaheim, California, attending BlizzCon, assuming you are. Yep. And you'll see Nicole there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be there.
I'm going to try to drag Scott with me.
I might be there. I may be there. So we'll see how that goes. If I am going, I ain't telling nobody. I'll tell Nicole, and that's it. I'll tell Nicole and Mark, and I'll tell.
So you just
Terpster.
Had everybody pestering me now. Thank you.
Yeah, so they'll have to ask you because I ain't saying a word if I'm going. I may be going now. No one knows it because I am not saying. Anyway, so watch for that. We will have a really cool contest there. And we have more upcoming, so keep your eyes peeled on the prize, or keep your eyes on the prize. That's the phrase. Brian Dunaway, any parting thoughts?
Yeah, I gotta go play some Diablo 2.
Diablo? So, you gonna play some Diablo?
Diablo?
Some Diablo 2.
I don't know if you
maybe
ever know.
Maybe some Tiddlywinks a little later on.
Tiddlywinks? Links? Tiddlylinks. That's a new website. Domain. Tiddlylinks.com. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you guys so much for attending one more episode of the show. We promise we'll be back next time with yet another. That'll be show 20. Until then, take care.
Fun.
Did you just both say fun at the same time?
Fun.
I did. I don't know what she said. Did
it
you say
sounded
fun?
Like,
I said bye.
Oh, it sounded like you both went fun in unison. That was weird.
Fun.
Hi, this is MXC back from QuakeCon 2010. First off, there wasn't any file sharing allowed this year. Bit of a problem, but for me, my first time there, so I never experienced before that. The expo area, though, was mostly dominated by Bethesda with Hunted, Fallout New Vegas, and Brink. Brink feels awesome, except controls feels a little stiff. But other than that, there's a lot of parkour stuff there. It feels really good. It feels really good and looks good. It can go far. Hunted feels like Gears of War over the shoulder style hack and slash gameplay. And Fallout New Vegas feels exactly like Fallout 3, which is good except for animation junkies. They still have the guns still have that plastic toy feel whenever you reload them. Other than that, the game looks great. The most interesting piece of technology they had there was this black inflated igloo with a guy inside of there holding a black assault rifle covered with buttons and control sticks. And mounted on the front of this gun was a projector. So you're not using a stationary screen. And wherever you move the gun, that's where the screen moves. So if you hear somebody behind you, you physically turn your body 180, and you're looking directly at that guy. So strafing, when you're strafing somebody, you physically have to strafe them. They didn't have any real crouch or jump or sight mechanics built in yet, but what I did get to play, it felt something that can really go far. I got to make this short, so this is MXC signing off. Love the show. Can't wait to see it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, Zanga, is there anything you can't do?
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.